You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM on this Thursday, January 4th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. And joining me today in studio is Angie Peltier, the UMN Regional Crops Educator. And Angie, how are you doing today?
Fine, thank you, Tyler. How are you?
Doing well today. Seeing a little bit of snow flurries out there. Another busy start to the new year. Got a lot of events going on.
Yes, and Happy New Year, everybody. I'm hoping to see you all at upcoming University of Minnesota Extension educational events, but just in case, Happy New Year.
The last time that we had talked, you were at the Prairie Grains Conference, and that was still going on. How was the rest of that conference?
Oh, it was great. The people in the Northwest are, you know, they're good people. They're great people to interact with. I feel very fortunate to be involved with the Prairie Grains Conference and to get to interact with such great people. Everybody is in a good mood, particularly because I talked to one guy who had just finished up corn harvest a couple weeks before that. So everybody kind of has let their hair down, kind of exhaled a sigh of relief that they have wrapped up that 2023 growing season and are getting on their thinking cap to take in as much information based on research as they can during this winter meeting season. And then, you know, they do it all over again come 2024. And I tend to think of it as a little bit of a do-over. Granted, there are a lot of things that are outside of our ability to control them. You know, world markets, weather is a biggie, et cetera, et cetera. But these folks are doing all they can to make sure that everything within their control, they are managing to a T. So.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a really great turnout at that conference as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, it's a great conference. It has a little bit of everything. It starts with a on-farm research summit, which is a fun event too. Those are folks that are interested in some of the work that Extension does, but mostly it's the Minnesota Wheats On-Farm Research Network. So that's kind of their shindig where they talk about all of the research results from the research trials that took place over the last growing season on farms. So while those of us at universities, we like to reduce the amount of variability as much as we can. So we like to work with smaller plots. You know, sometimes people, in order to figure out whether a particular practice is going to work on their farm, they want to try it out on their own farm. And so they work with the Minnesota Wheats research director, Missy Carlson, to get some answers on their own farm with their own equipment. So
that was a little recap of what we were talking about last time on Valley Talk. But this time we've got three different events that are going to be coming up here. So which one would you like to start off with?
Sure. Let's talk about one that folks should be a little bit familiar with. So you've probably all heard me talk in the past about the Strategic Farming Program. We have one series that runs through the growing season, providing research-based management recommendations for problems that are actually happening at that time in the growing season. So those are shorter programs happening earlier in the morning so people can get on their way. Then those webinars are available later on that day as a podcast. During the winter time, we have what's called the Let's Talk Crops program. And that happens each Wednesday morning from January 10th, so that's next week, Wednesday, through March 27th. And that takes place between, like I said, 9 and 10. The neat thing is this is a free program. Folks can even, you know, you can still be drinking your coffee, finishing up your breakfast, watching this webinar that's taking place. And there's, you know, it's early enough so that, you know, with how dark it is this time of year, I know it's getting lighter a little bit by little, but, you know, we're kind of hibernating to a certain extent this time of year too. So, you know, people wouldn't necessarily want it to take place a little bit earlier, particularly if they have small children. They have to get out and on the bus. So, yeah, it's a program that all people have to do is register once, and then that gives you a passport to all of the different webinars. All you have to do is register one time, and then you can pick and choose those topics that have the most interest for you. So we're starting out next week. I'm actually hosting that version. So the title is Grain Prices and Marketing Strategies Given Current Geopolitics and Soybean Crush Capacity. So this is something that, you know, is always on farmers' minds. Obviously, they are not running charities. They need to sell their harvest at the end of the year and throughout the next year in order to pay those bills. And so, I wanted to introduce the rest of the state of Minnesota to Dr. Frayne Olson. He is a crops economist that works for North Dakota State University. And those of us that go to these bi-state meetings in either Northwest Minnesota or Eastern North Dakota, I mean, Frayne Olson's kind of a, everybody knows him, everybody likes to listen to what he has to say. He's always up on current events and what that means for grain prices. And he's really good at giving people marketing strategies based on those conditions. And so wanted everybody else throughout the rest of the state to kind of be a little bit jealous for those of us up here that get to listen to Dr. Frayne Olson. So that's the January 10th, Wednesday, January 10th from 9 to 10 topic and speaker. There's, like I said, there's topics all the way through March 27th, and they're varied. So pest management topics, weed management, disease management topics, cover crops, like nutrient management, return on investment, all kinds of varied topics. Like I said, you have a single passport that provides you basically entry into all of these. All you have to do to register for these is, I believe anybody that's registered in the past should have received an email about it. But if you haven't, or if you're encountering it for the first time, type into any search engine, so Google, whatever you like to use, type in Strategic Farming University of Minnesota. And that should be the first thing that pops up. If not, give me a call and I can help get you registered and on your way. My number is 218-281-8692.
And this is a weekly occurrence that'll be running from January 10th through the 27th?
That is correct. And it's actually sponsored by Minnesota Soybean and Minnesota Corn Research and Promotion Council. So this is how we are able to bring you this program. At the end of the presentation, the video is converted to a YouTube video that requires captioning, that sort of thing. And so, you know, it costs money to put on these programs. So with their support, we're able to offer it free of charge to anybody.
It's always nice to be able to sign up for something that's free and very educational too. And this goes on for quite some time, covers a lot of different topics. A lot of different speakers are going to be at this as well. So looking forward to that coming up. And that starts just next week. Crazy to think that, right?
Exactly.
And then next week, there's going to be another event that's going to be taking place.
Sure. So next week, I've never been on this particular speaking circuit. So This year, though, I am going to be part of the 2024 Small Grains Update meetings that are going to be taking place at six different locations throughout the Northwest. It's focusing on wheat, soybean, and corn. So that term small grains is all encompassing there. There's multiple topics, multiple speakers. There's Dr. Joachim Wiersma. Everybody up here involved in crop production most likely knows him. He's our small grains specialist. He's going to be talking about spring wheat variety performance. I'm going to be talking about diseases and pests in soybean. There's a gentleman from Minnesota Corn that's going to be talking about new use opportunities for corn. There's going to be a legislative session update. And then, like I said, the VP for research from Minnesota Wheat, Missy Carlson, is going to be talking about some of the highlights of the On-Farm Research Network studies this past year. So there is a location in Crookston, and that will take place same day, Wednesday, January 10th, but it's later. So there's a space between when the strategic farming program ends and when this program begins. So it begins with lunch. It's going to be at Crookston Inn, and it begins at noon. So like I said, there's not a registration requirement. People just need to show up. And the meetings are also free, and that's because the commodity groups, through your checkoff dollars, are the ones funding this. So your dollars, when you make your grain sales, are going to help pay for this event. And so I hope everybody is able to attend. We'll see you next week.
So that's going to be starting at noon. So there's a little 2-hour window right after the strategic farming takes place, ends at 10 o'clock. Give yourself a little 2-hour break, then hop over to the Crookston Inn. And there's other locations too that these are going to be taking place at. It's not just at Crookston.
Yes. So if you can't make Crookston, there is that same day down in Ada. It begins at 8 a.m. You wouldn't be able to catch Frayne during strategic farming, but you could through YouTube. So all of those videos are going to be available after the fact on our University of Minnesota Extension Crops YouTube channel. And then Friday, January 12th, beginning at 8:30 a.m., in St. Hilaire at their community center. So that's another location, just in case that Wednesday, January 10th at noon at the Crookston Inn doesn't work for you.
And then a third event is going to be coming up at your next Valley Talk appearance. You'll be calling in from this Advanced Crop Advisors Workshop.
Yes. So that's another of these bi-state meetings, which is kind of nice. Along with a colleague, my counterpart over at NDSU Extension, his name is Greg Endres. He's an agronomist that works at the Carrington Research Center. He and I are the co-chairs of this event, and there are crop advisors that are also on the planning committee. So this is the Advanced Crop Advisors Workshop, and it will be January 24th and 25th. And it'll be down in Fargo. So a 2-day workshop tends to go in a little bit more detail. And that's why we really stress the word advanced there. We have had farmers attend, but it's geared primarily to those that do advise a lot of farmers. So we have a lot of crop advisors, both independent and then those that work for some of the ag service provider companies. Think like West Central Ag or even up the road, Agrimax, you know, a company like that. So their folks also need to obtain some education. And so we have experts from actually around the country that are going to be coming into this conference. The pre-registration date, where you get a kind of a break, is January 19th. So make sure you register by that date. Give me a call again. I will be able to help you with registration. But some of the topics that we have this year, one I'm particularly excited for. Actually, there's a couple I'm excited for. And you know, even I can't attend all of the sessions, and it's quite a disappointment for me. But basically, we have two legends in agronomy that are coming into the state. One is from the University of Illinois, Dr. Emerson Nafziger. He's worked on corn, soybean, wheat, although their wheat down there is winter wheat, unlike ours, which is mostly spring wheat. But he's going to be coming. And then his counterpart from Wisconsin, Dr. Joe Lauer, he's worked for many years as Wisconsin's corn agronomist. He's going to be coming. And their topic is, can stress tolerance in corn and soybeans keep yields moving up? So we've heard about drought-tolerant traits in corn more so than soybeans. They're going to be talking specifically about where they see yield trends going, and that's based on their experience and what they know is in the works. But just those, you know, 40 plus years of experience apiece is really something to behold in. You know, in person, I think. And then the following day, they're actually going to be talking about the historical view of corn and soybean production and what they see coming down the line in the future. We also have a soil health topic. We have corn, soybean, and canola diseases, new diseases. We have talking... One of the topics that I'm really interested in is last year we had what I am referring to as the soybean pestapalooza in 2023. So it's just going to be a session devoted to strategies for managing multiple pests simultaneously, because you'd think it would be easy, but it really isn't. They, you know, some insecticides work better for some insects than others, and then some will actually flare your problems in your field, and so you want to avoid making the problem worse. So yeah, I think it's a good program. Like I said, we do have some farmers that attend, but primarily this is for crop advisors.
And the pre-registration is by January 19th?
Correct.
And there is an option if you're only able to attend one of the 2 days, you can register for just the 24th or the 25th. And again, this is going to be down in Fargo?
It is, yes. And this one, unfortunately, is not free. But most of the time, it seems that a lot of the large egg service companies are able to pay the fee for their workers. And without a registration fee, we wouldn't be able to bring in our really good speakers that we're getting. So that's one of the reasons why we need to charge for that.
Well, we'll be hearing a live update from that conference next time you join us on Valley Talk. Really excited to hear about how this goes. A lot of different speakers, a lot of different learning opportunities, and as you mentioned, a lot of experience throughout those speakers too. That's going to be taking place on January 24th and the 25th in Fargo. It's the Advanced Crop Advisors Workshop. And then a couple of more events. There's going to be the Small Grains Update meetings. That's going to be taking place on the 10th here in Crookston.
Correct.
And that will be at the Crookston Inn. It'll start at noon, and that one is a free event.
It is.
And then we will have the Strategic Farming Let's Talk Crops. That's every Wednesday. It's from 9 to 10 a.m. and it starts on the 10th, runs all the way through the 27th. Mm-hmm. And again, that's another one where you get a bunch of different speakers, a bunch of different topics, and of course, it's free too.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
And one last time, where can people go to take in this Wednesday strategic farming programs?
Sure. So if somebody has a pen and paper, write down strategic farming, UMN extension. That's all you need to Google. It'll be the first thing that pops up. And then just look for a button that you can press that says registration.
Well, Angie, thank you very much for coming in and joining us on our Valley Talk program. I look forward to speaking with you later on in the month, and hope you have safe travels down there, and we'll talk to you later on.
Sounds good. Thank you.
So that was Angie Peltier on our Valley Talk program today. And now it is time to hear